All right, everybody, welcome back. Mary Goyer again, your host for the Pay It Forward Project for Pregnant Women. And I am joined today on the line by Sarah Russell. She's a nutritional therapy practitioner. Sarah, are you there? Can you hear me?
Yes, I am. Hi, Mary.
Hi, how are you?
Fine, thank you. How are you?
Good, good. I want to give Sarah an introduction. She's going to be talking to us today about gut and vaginal flora. So the topic some of you may not have realized was important to you, but that's exactly why we're going to talk about it. But, you know, Sarah is a colleague that we've collaborated before. In fact, she and I worked together on a special a fertile nutrition home study program, which if anybody's interested in looking that up during the preconception period, if you want to, you know, if you have friends that need that or if you are interested in that down the road, that's a great resource that we're both very proud of. We just launched it a few months ago and are definitely excited because we found out just this week that one of our participants got pregnant. while following the protocol. So, anyways, so you can find that if you're ever interested in looking that up at aufertility.com/nourishment. But for now, I just want to bring Sarah on the line. Sarah is brilliant at the nuts and bolts of nutrition. She is one of those people that I listen to myself because I tend to find, and I'm sure some of you must agree with this, I tend to find that the field of nutrition and trying to follow what's healthy and what's not to be pretty confusing and sometimes really overwhelming, especially when it feels important, you know, especially if I have like a health concern of some sort or, you know, like I don't know what to do, I don't know what to listen to, there's so much out there. And I'm just so glad that, Sarah, you agreed to donate some time to talk to all the listeners right now and bring up a topic that they might not have thought about. So let's just kind of dive in without any further ado. First of all, can you just give us a little context in case somebody doesn't know what flora is? You know, so if we're talking about, you know, just breaking down the title of this call, Optimizing Gut and Vaginal Flora Before Birth, before we talk about why that's important, what does that even mean?
Sure, absolutely. And thanks, Mary, for that beautiful introduction. I'm blushing right now as you speak. So really, it's the title, Gut and Vaginal Flora, it's the most common name by which our probiotic microbiome is known. You know, scientists who are listening to this call are probably cringing right now going, it's not flora because these are microbes we're talking about. But that's okay. I'm not talking to the, you know, to you biologists up there. I have the same knowledge you do. I'm just using a friendly term because microbiota might not sound as friendly as probiotic flora. So here we are, having a little friendly talk about our probiotic flora. Now, you may or may not know that we have 3.5 to 5 pounds of little microorganisms living inside our gut. And the colonies that we have in our gut are very similar to the colonies that we have populating our vaginal canal. And these are really little critters that can either help our health and our baby's health or harm them big time. Mm-hmm. Pregnancy is an amazing time when we have kind of this amazing chance to foster a very balanced gut and vaginal flora for our baby's optimal health, because our baby's gut is for the most part sterile inside our uterus. And as the baby is born and comes through the vaginal canal, he or she will take in a gulp of those probiotic hopefully mm-hmm. probiotic vaginal flora that you have in your birth canal as he or she comes out. And that is an inoculation of the probiotic microbiome that will be the baby's initial probiotic inoculation for life. And that is, you know, it's really amazing to me to think about the way that our bodies work, because during pregnancy, the vaginal flora in a mother's body changes drastically from how it usually is. So the healthier your vaginal flora is to begin with, the better, because you don't want to have an overgrowth of candida or other yeasts that can that can be kind of nasty when they get out of control and overgrow. What we want is to have a balance of, you know, the yeasts are always going to be there. You just don't want them out of balance. So hopefully you haven't been on birth control right before you got pregnant. Hopefully you haven't taken a lot of steroid medication. Hopefully you haven't overconsumed sugar and refined carbohydrates. But if you did, this is a really great time during pregnancy to really foster the best probiotic flora that you can to optimize your baby's health. And something really magical happens.
Can I pause you?
Yeah.
Okay. Because, so, you know, for me, even microbiome or probiotics, you know, like these are all terms that are on the newer side for me. And I'm just guessing that somebody that's listening right now is just trying to kind of piece together. So we're talking about, are we basically talking about digestion here in terms of like when people normally refer to probiotics, you know, it's whether it's in your food or not in your food, in your body, not in your body, but like it's about digestion, but it's also about the immune system. Am I correct?
Yes, absolutely, Mary. So we have these little probiotic microorganisms and some, and in the mix, a few not-so-friendly microorganisms, and they're just little bugs, you know, little germs. And often when we think of germs, we think of, you know, illness and sickness, but we have, you know, at least 97% of the germs in our bodies are keeping us healthy, and it's, you know, that less than 1-3% that is potentially pathogenic. So what we want to do is foster the best possible balance of those healthy little critters in there.
Okay. So when we have healthy probiotics in our body, everything is working better because our digestion is working better, everything, of course, always impacts every other part of the body and all the body systems, but digestion is working for us and our immune system is nice and strong. Okay.
Absolutely. Yeah.
All right. Got it. And so part of what you're saying, though, then, like, so our microbiota during pregnancy, having that time period, what do I want to say? Attending to it in this time period has a huge impact on our babies as we give birth and kind of how we, you know, what we set them up for their lifetime.
Absolutely. Yes.
Okay.
So something magical happens around the second to third trimester. The microorganisms in our vaginal tract actually start to change. So the specific species of microorganism that really isn't very prevalent in the adult body, it's called Bifidus infantis. Or baby bifidus, it starts to reproduce big time in the mother's vaginal canal during this last stage of pregnancy. And that is because that's what the baby needs to be healthy. And a lot of people don't know this, but mother's milk, the breast milk that your body will make, has special sugars in it that are food for this special probiotic organism that is there to help your baby's immune system and digestive system be strong and healthy. So when scientists in the 1930s and 40s started analyzing human breast milk, they said, this is ridiculous. We can make much better food for babies because the sugars in here aren't even digestible by the human body. But they were wrong. It is true that those sugars aren't digestible to the human body, but it wasn't food for the baby at all. It was food for the Bifidus infantis, which is there to keep baby healthy and strong. Mm-hmm. So this is really a miracle, a series of miracles that happen during pregnancy and lactation. So our bodies are out there just doing their very best to make an optimal balance of microflora for our babies, and that is then nourished through the mother's breast milk, which has these special sugars to feed these probiotic mm-hmm. microorganisms that our babies need.
Mm-hmm. Got it. So it's important for us. It's super important for our babies. So how can a woman balance her gut microbiota?
Yeah, so that's a great question, Mary. I could spend a couple of years probably answering that, but I will.
I know you could.
I will just give you the quick rundown. So
okay.
Basically what we want to do is keep in mind that whenever we crave sugars and starches, that's not really us craving them. Our human bodies do not need sugars and starches as fuel. Who is it who's actually asking for that food? It is, for the most part, the yeasts that are in our bodies, in our intestinal and vaginal tract, saying, feed us. We want to crowd out the good probiotic microflora that will keep your baby healthy. Let us reproduce instead. What you have to do as a mother is tune that out, is remember that it's not really you who wants that food, and it's definitely not your baby. It's the little yeasty beasties in your body, and you definitely don't want to feed them. So the first thing to try to do, I'm not saying you should be perfect and never have any sugars or starches, but definitely don't overfeed those guys. Remember that the right fuel for the probiotic microorganisms is the same fuel that is there to help your baby grow strong and healthy. These are foods like bone broth, organic grass-fed dairy products if you're not sensitive, sourdough grains, again, if you're not sensitive to gluten, because that's a whole other story. A wide range of healthy foods, a rainbow of fruits and vegetables, probiotically fermented foods like raw sauerkraut, beet kvass, which is a fermented beet juice tonic, which is really healthy for your gut flora, and an excellent beverage for pregnancy because it helps keep morning sickness at bay.
Mm.
So a lot of women really appreciate that tip.
Mm-hmm.
So really just a varied diet with lots of different flavors and colors and textures, coming from clean and healthy sources.
Mm-hmm. Well, okay, so sugars. Let's just briefly chat about that. So when you say that, you know, if we're craving sugar, it's not really something that we actually need for fuel, are you referring to refined sugars or naturally occurring ones, or what does that mean?
Yeah, I mean, that's a great question. I'm really referring to foods that taste sweet. So our bodies, you know, the bulk of our carbohydrates, you know, when we think low carb, we think mm-hmm. low grain. People get kind of confused about that. When somebody tells me I'm on a low carb diet, I ask them, do you eat vegetables? And they're like, yeah. And I'm like, you're not eating low carb. So most of your carbohydrates should come from vegetables. And some of those carbohydrates are in the form of sugars. But these mm-hmm. are in a balance with other very complex carbohydrates, fibers, other types of fuel for your body called prebiotics, which are actually going to nourish your probiotics that you have mm-hmm. in your body.
Mm-hmm.
So you want to avoid eating foods that taste sweet to excess. You know, you can have a couple little pieces of fruit per day unless you have been diagnosed with gestational diabetes, and then you want to be careful even about that. A little
yeah.
piece of dark chocolate, very good for the soul every now and then. But if you see yourself reaching for the whole bar of chocolate, then that means that there's somebody else in there who's wanting that food, and it's not you and it's not your baby. So be careful.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, even a big plate of pasta will turn into sugar pretty rapidly as you chew it and digest it.
Right. Exactly. Okay, got it. So, all right. Now, you mentioned something earlier I kind of wanted to circle back around to, and that is that when you give birth in the vaginal canal, your baby, that's when your baby gets a nice dose of the good bugs, the good the probiotics that they need for their health and their digestive setup and all of that. But what if I have to have a C-section? What then?
Yeah. So, you know, that's a really great question. Women who have C-sections, you know, there are a couple of different categories. You may know that you have to have a C-section, and it may come as a surprise. You might even plan a home birth with, you know, with your home birth midwives, and then all of a sudden find yourself transferred to the hospital,
right.
And, you know, because an emergency comes up, and all of a sudden they're cutting you open. What do you do
right.
then? So
right.
there are always lots of options. The
okay.
first thing to remember is don't panic. And the second thing to remember is the human body has an amazing ability to heal and rebalance itself. So
mm-hmm.
what we want to do is, to the greatest extent possible, be prepared for everything. So if
yeah.
you already know that you have to have a C-section, or if you get to week 32 and they do your group B strep test and they tell you, look, you are group B strep positive and you will have to have antibiotics before delivery to protect your baby from potentially getting very, very sick with, you know, with a respiratory bug that could potentially keep them in the newborn intensive care unit for a long time, which we definitely don't want, then you all of a sudden have this information, a C-section, my baby is not getting inoculated with my vaginal probiotics, and B,
mm-hmm.
My baby is going to be born vaginally, but I'm getting this dose of antibiotics, my baby's getting this dose of antibiotics through the placenta, through me, and
right.
they're inheriting a less balanced probiotic mix. So
yeah.
in both of those cases, you can be prepared. You could actually take a swab of your own vaginal culture before you give birth and before, you know, say you are group B strep positive, then you definitely don't want to do this. This only applies to women who are group B strep negative and know it. Don't do this if you haven't taken the test. Because you,
okay.
you may pass on negative critters to your baby and make your baby sick. So if you have a positive, negative group B strep result, so you have gone to the doctor, you have swabbed your vaginal canal, and the lab has come back to you and said, you do not have group B strep overgrowing in your birth canal, then you're good to go. And you can actually take another clean swab and keep that in your freezer. And if you have to have a C-section, you can culture that with your own breast milk once your milk comes in and give that to your baby so that your baby can have those probiotic gut flora that your body made for him or her.
Got it. Wow, okay. So, I mean, like you said, this just, I mean, so many of the things that you mentioned just prompted more questions, and I'm sure that there are some people that might want to know more information or, you know, might have more questions. So
mm-hmm.
I know that we're getting close to the end of our time, but Sarah, somebody, I know you work with people all across the world because you can work remotely and on Skype and so forth, but how can people learn a little bit more about what you're talking about and or working with you? What would they do if they're interested?
Sure. You know, great question. I have a website. It's yourprobiotickitchen.com, yourprobiotickitchen.com. You can
uh-huh.
also reach me by email at your.probiotic.kitchen@gmail.com. I'm happy to answer anybody's emails, and I offer a free 30-minute consultation to people who just want
yeah.
to get more information or learn
mm-hmm.
more. And I'm happy to send you additional links and information and just kind of get you started with your toolkit.
Nice. Well, perfect. So that website is yourprobiotickitchen.com. And I'm pretty sure, I'm guessing you have some kind of a link there for the free consult, or do people just email you for that if they're interested?
Yeah, they can just email me for that.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
Beautiful. So connect with Sarah if you're listening and you have a sense that this is an important topic for you. It really is something that, like most of us who have been dosed up with lots of antibiotics in general, might want to be paying attention to. And certainly if you have any health concerns, if you already do have digestive, immune, inflammatory kinds of things going on for you, then, I just want to recommend Sarah's services. She's just a wealth of knowledge, as you have already experienced. So, fantastic. Well, we need to wrap up. Is there any last little piece that you want to make sure you add in, Sarah?
Yeah, I mean, everything that you said, Mary, and also any skin issues or history of vaginal yeast infections or athlete's foot, because all of those are signs that you probably have an imbalanced vaginal flora.
Right.
Yeah.
All right. Cool. All right. Well, so thank you for being here, Sarah. So much appreciated.
Thank you for having me, Mary.
You're welcome. Thanks, everybody, for listening. Just want to remind
you,
please,
everyone.
Please share this page. If you're listening right now and this call brought up something or brought up a picture of somebody in your head because you know that this would be helpful, just, please let them know about this resource. The page for them to go to is auparents.com. where they can register and get access to all of these calls, including this one that Sarah's just offered. So auparent.com. And once again, this is Mary Goyer reminding you that it changes the planet when you support yourself and your baby during birth. So I will sign off with that this time for real. And everybody have a good one. We'll see you on the next call.